Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Tonight's share is Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Kalman ben Yitzchok HaKoyen. It's Neshama Shel Ben Aliyah. Right, okay, tonight is we're going to be learning some really interesting halachas, which are very negeladina and a little bit complex. I've therefore prepared, I think this may help us. We're going to get to that shortly. We started the topic of an achsanoi. Achsanoi, which literally means a guest. And the point being, as we discussed on Thursday, well, I wasn't well, sorry. Last year, the concept being that an achsanoi, the point of achsanoi, the starting point of an achsanoi is that he is a guest, he's somewhere else, and he's not in his own house. And the starting point is that he cannot be yotze with a regular hadlaka of the master of the house, of the balabais. He can, that's a starting point. So what shall he do? So we learned that there's really two things that are happening. Point number one, we learned that the Shulchan Aruch starts achsanoi she'ein madlikin olav beveisoi. That an achsanoi whose house there is no lighting happening for him. Which obviously teaches us that it can happen that a person is away and the lighting from his own house is moitzi him. That can be. And we discussed the way it works. The wife is lighting. She's with the children, I hope. And she's lighting. So the husband, who is abroad, is away. He can be yotze without hadlokas neiris Chanukah. We discussed, the contemporary poskim discuss, what's the halacha if he's in a different time zone. Was it Dein Weiss is quite makel, but even more so Reb Shlomo Zalman, who says even if it's a different time zone, it doesn't make any difference because the concept being Ne'er Shuvesa we discussed, and without going into the Dik of the Mishneh Berurah, which we're not going into the Dik of the Mishneh Berurah that Dein Weiss makes, but the point is Ne'er Shuvesa, and therefore the wife's hadlaka is certainly Moitzi, the husband, even if he's away. Okay, I want to mention that the poskim asked, at this point, they ask an interesting question. What happens if the wife hasn't got intention to be married to the husband? She just forgot all about him. She just forgot all about him. He's away and out of sight and out of mind, and she doesn't think about him. Does that matter or not?
No.
Doesn't matter? No. Doesn't matter?
Would you say that?
You think there's a stam das?
I don't know, maybe.
Or let me ask a slightly different question. What happens if she thinks that he's lighting his own? She doesn't know the halachas, and she thinks that he's going to light wherever he is. He's going to light his own halacha. So what would be the halacha then? My question is: does she need to have him in mind when she actually lights?
She does.
She does. Does he agree to that?
Like
no.
Kiddush, then she
does. Yeah. Is it like Kiddush? Is it?
If you have Kavanah, they have Kavanah.
Right.
So if it's the same principle as that.
If it's the same principle.
The lighting's in the house.
Right. Very interestingly, the poskim are machmir. The poskim are machmir, and they're medayek, Shlomo Zalman in particular, is medayek the words, she'ein matlikin olav beveisoi, olav, on him. So they want to be medayek that this seems to imply, olav, on him, seems to imply that it's. Something needs to happen. They need to have him in mind. And therefore they say that if he comes home and suddenly it comes out that she didn't have him in mind at all, that he should actually light again without the brocha. That's what the poskim. It's not such a... The duke itself, you could be matcha, but lemaise, the poskim do say that if she didn't, she should ideally definitely think about her husband when she lights on his behalf.
But why do you need a duke like that? Why can't you base it on the established principles of people being might see each other?
Because it is a bit different. If anything, you may want to compare it to Erev Tavshilin, Reb Shlomo Zalman compares it, but it's different than regular brochas and regular kiddush. It's a bit different than that. It works different because of here, of course, there is a brocha as well being made, but there's a different concept of the actual hadlocha. Does this hadlocha work for somebody who's not present at all? So it's a slightly different concept. Right. This is with regards to the concept of him being away and she is lighting for him. So now there's a concept that he can be yotze with that. Now, he may not want to, he may not need to. And this is where the second concept comes, which is the concept of ishtatfus beputa. If he says, I don't need any toivus for my wife, I don't want anything to do with her, I'm going to sort myself out very independently. And then he's going to say that he's going to be by the Balabais. He's going to say, listen here, I'm not going to lie my own. I'm here. If you just lie your own, I'm not going to be Oitze through you because I'm not really part of this household. However, why don't I just give you 5 pence? And by that, you're going to add a drop of oil. And therefore, you know, the adlock is going to be good for me as well. And this actually works. This is the concept of a shtatfus beputa. A shtatfus beputa means that you can just join the hadlok of the balabais, wherever you are, by just adding a shava puta, a minute amount. Yeah.
A shava puta's worth of oil won't last for half an hour.
Correct. Do you need a half an hour oil or not? So the poskim agree that you probably don't need a half an hour's hadlok. You don't need a half an hour's hadlok for him. It's much more. The Reb Shlomo Zalman explains that this is shtatfus beputa, the acholkim. But the way Reb Shlomo Zalman explains it is that the shtatfus beputa, what it does is that I make it part. I'm now part of the oil. I'm part of the house, as it were. We're one big happy family now. Now I give you money. Now we are friends, type of thing. So it's much more like that rather than the actual. It probably doesn't need the question. The person asked, do you need to make sure proper kinyan? Mishnah Berurah also speaks about it. Do you need to make a proper Kenyan? It's probably not necessary. It's not really that idea. Does it work if the Balabais gives us a present? He says, "Yach, I don't need your 5 pence. Come on, it's fine." Does it work if it just it's fine? You know, don't worry about it. Does that work as well or not? Or do you need to physically give 5 pence?
Depends how it's working. If he's getting a chelek in the entire mitzvah, so could you be mucking some of the chelek in the mitzvah? The stomach, you could be mucking some of the chelek in the mitzvah.
You're not really giving the mitzvah away here. It's not really. You're not really mucking in the mitzvah. You're, yeah, okay, keep going.
If you're creating a shitless, then
right.
If you don't need to have, if you're mevata on your, on whatever, on being paid to be part of the shitless, then you can be mishtata someone. But,
all you need does. Okay, so you won't actually need to give the 5 pence. You think you need to give it? Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten Gimel, Lo says Pruto, Hainu She'ein Tzorich, Achsonoi Litin Kol Chatzi Oitzoyis HaNeirois. You don't need to give physically half the however much the oil costs. You don't need to give half the value of the oil. Rak beputa sagi, just a minute amount is enough. That it is a makne lo chelik v'shemen, because with this he gets, as it were, a kinyan in the shemen, in the oil. V'hu aden, I'm skipping the brackets. V'hu aden, similarly, in bala bais makne lo chelik v'shemen b'matone. Similarly, if the bala bais is makne, gives a part of the oil as a present shori, that is fine. To have a mishtatev beputa. This is as if he actually was mishtatev beputa. So yes, the halacha is you don't actually need to give the 5 pence if the Balabai says, don't worry about it, it's fine, that's sufficient. Now this is the concept of shtatfus beputa. Now we also addressed briefly, is there a point, or can the achsenoi, the guest, can he light his own if he wishes to do so? Yeah. Or does he need to be mishtat of a puta? Exactly. The Mishnah Berurah says, ends off, V'u'adin in balabais, excuse me, last line of Sifkot and Gimel, umikon mokem, nevertheless, im yesh l'achsonoi neir, if the achsonoi, the guest, has got his own candle, nochon yoysel lehadlik be'atzmo, it is better yet if he lights his own. So yes, so the achsonoi should, if he can, Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, the guest should light his own. If he doesn't want to, he can be yoytzeh to shtatfus beputa. Now, the bialochi discusses the question, what happens, say, there's two business people are going on a trip, and they are in a hotel together. And it's enough of a business as it is to light one candle. Can they say one to another, listen, Yankel, it's complicated as it is to light them in the hotel room, to start lighting candles, it's complicated as it is. You know, you light, and I'm going to give you the 5 pence to mishtatfus beputa, and mishtatfus beputa. Does that work as well? So you hear there's a bit of a difference here. What? Exactly. That's it. You hear there's a difference here, because over here, it's a little bit different, because you haven't got a balabais with a achsenoi, with a guest, who is paying the balabais mishtatfus beputa. It's different. You've got two people on the same level. They're both achsenoi. Does that work, yes or no?
Suffolk, whether even yotze altogether, because if they're not in a house, then If they happen to have a
chiyuv
to lie,
right? No, I'm. You're crying. Right? I should have maybe pointed out that we are assuming that a hotel room is considered, which is something the poskim seem to agree on. That yes, if you are paying for the hotel room, and that's where you are for the time being, you should lie there. That's considered your house for the time being. Okay, so you're right. You're right. But let's assume. Let's assume.
So they're both balabas, then.
They're both balabas. Okay.
If they're sharing a hotel room, then. They're both equally...
Okay, so can two balei habayis on the same level, can they be mishtatev to one another?
They're probably automatically mishtatev because it's the same as any other household. They're both paying rent for the room, it's like husband and wife in that respect. That one light automatically covers the whole household.
Okay,
so
okay.
Is it more like, can you live for your next door neighbor.
Right. Okay. Right. So what happens if there are two different rooms? If it's two different rooms?
One's
Balabas, one's Achnos. Why did the
whichever room you light in. So, I see. So the one in light is the
Balabas, and
the one's Achnos.
Right. Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. If it's lighting in one room, if they've got two different rooms, and they. There are two different rooms that rent, and one is going to the other room. No, it's not really going to be considered nachsenoi. Is it considered nachsenoi? What do you think about Isai?
I don't think. If they're in separate rooms, they should each light in their room.
Yeah. 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 So the Emma says, either way, the poskim lemaisa say that in a case that they're all renting. That they are renting and there is no genuine balabais, you can't be yotze. That's based on a bialoch over here. That they are not going to be able to be yotze the mitzvah yishtatef sveputa. It's not going to work. It's only if there's genuinely a balabais and achsenoi. So maybe in the case that we just mentioned, maybe that. But if they're, for instance, sharing the same room, for instance, there for sure it wouldn't work yishtatefus beputa. It wouldn't work yishtatefus beputa. You need generally a balabais and an achsenoi. Or let me ask you a slightly different question, but yet it boils down to the. If where are you reading? Yeah.
They're both spending
it's called Istadif, and it's But Lemaisa, this Bialoch paskens that if you've got if it's not a genuine Balabais Nachsenoi, it won't work. If it's not now, a slight different Shaila, which boils down to a similar concept in Eretz Yisrael, you know, there's a Shaila about the ideal place of lighting. Okay, some people light outside by the street, some people light more inside by the Pesach Habayis, Pesach HaChotzer, by the window, etc. Imagine there's a person who wants to be Yoytze various shittas, and he knows that his neighbor lights outside by the street. And he himself doesn't have that chumrah, but he would like to be Machmir. So let's say he lights upstairs in his house, in his flat. He lights in his flat, but he wants to add an additional chumrah of fulfilling the mitzvah also by the street. Can he go to his neighbor lights by the street and say, listen, I'm giving you 5 pence over here and have me in mind? Would that work? It's his neighbor. Would that work? Right, the answer is, and I think that some people are making this mistake. It doesn't work. Ishtatfus Baputi will not work then. Exactly, it wouldn't work. You can't just be yoitze additional shittas by giving somebody 5 pence and thereby acquiring a partner. It wouldn't work. Now, right. Okay. So let's just use this summary just for a second. There's a few more points of here, but let's just so far, if we can just have a look at it. Is it visible? Okay. A little bit. It's not ideal.
No.
It's not ideal.
Can you take it out of the?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So this is Siman Tov Resh Ein Zayin Sif Aleph. So this side over here is Balabais at home. That's a regular case. So what happens if Balabais is at home, then it's regular lighting. Okay, regular lighting. That's fair enough. Now, what happens if the Balabais is away? Okay, he's not at home, he's away. Now it depends. If the house is lighting for him, Losh HaShulchan Aruch was, Shein Madlikin Rav Beiso. So if Madlikin Rav Beiso, then the halacha is that he merges his yotze through the home lighting. So that works. So the Baal HaBayis is away. How's the lighting for him? So he merges with he joins up the regular lighting. So far, so good. Yeah? Now if house is not lighting for him, if the house is not lighting for him, so it's not this case, it's this case, the house is not lighting for him, then there's two possible options. Either he lights his own, and we learned that the Mishnah Berurah says that's ideal, or alternatively, he can mishtatef beputa. Yeah? So that's so far, so does that all make sense?
But the green one, can he override that by lighting his own anyway?
He can. Anywhere he can, we're going to see soon that sometimes he has to. We're going to get to that. He certainly can. Now, we're going to be learning that the Shulchan Aruch says, let's carry on the Shulchan Aruch just to get see the inside before we look at it here. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, last few words of this page. V'im yesh lo pesach posuach. If he's an individual who is away, and he is a nachsano, he's a guest. V'im yesh lo pesach posuach le'atzmo. He's got his own entrance into his own house. Into his own, not house, but his own. Yeah, he's got he's staying by someone, but he's got somehow his own
guest quarters.
That's good. Yeah, his own entrance. Then tzoich lahadlik bepischoi. Then no, there's now he needs to light his own. Afal pi shebeoiso bais enem yuchot elo lesheino vuoichal al shulchan balabais. Although he may be eating with a balabais, but or even if he's a son eaten by his father, but over here there's a concept that since he's got his own Pesach, what happens is that as the Mishnah Berurah explained in Sifkot and Hay, if I can just point out Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hay, v'im yesh loy hata'am mishum chashoda, there is a concept of chashad. We came across the concept of chashad earlier. Here's another application of chashad, suspicion. People are going to see him. He's not lighting his own. So people are going to think, people are going to think, he's not lighting. This individual always thought, Yankov keeps Mishneh Berurah, he keeps Shulchan Aruch. But now I'm seeing that Yankov doesn't even light, I don't get Chanukah. So if Yankov doesn't have to light Chanukah the candles, I also don't have to. Even if he knows that somebody is lighting in his own house, he still needs to light. In other words, what we're learning now is that Baal HaBayis is away, and it doesn't make a difference if the house is lighting for him or not. It doesn't make a difference. And it doesn't make a difference if he's mishtatev beput or not. If he's got his own entrance, then it appears that, hey, why is he not lighting his own? Why is he not lighting his own? He should be lighting his own. And therefore, he must light you to chashad. He must light you to chashad. And the Ramah adds to that, if I can just add those words in the Ramah. The Ramah adds, v'yesh oimrim, and some say, the bizman hazeh nowadays, in atztak halocha psuka, shematlikim bifnim mamash, now that we light inside, in our houses mamash, yadlik b'mokim sh'oichal v'chen noagu. You need to light in the place that you're eating. So in other words, what we're learning now over here, is that since people are suspicious, and you see that this person, he may be an achsano, he may be a guest, but I'm not seeing, I don't see that he's lighting at all. So people are going to say, hey, why is he not lighting? So therefore, people are not thinking that somebody may be motzi him, or that he's mishtatef beputa, or whatever it be. There was, genuinely speaking, there was ways that he could have been potu. But people are not so, yeah. And therefore, that's right. And therefore, you need to light. If you've got your own little unit, your own little area, you need to light your own. Why do you need to light your own? Because of chashad. Because people don't know that his wife may be lighting for him. People don't realize that he may be mishtatev beputa. And therefore, the concept is, if he has got his own entrance, he must light you to chashad. And that is even if the house is lighting for him, and even, see, I made over here this over here to represent that even if the house is lighting for him, and genuinely speaking, he's yoitzes to the house lighting, but nevertheless, I put over here that if he's got his own entrance, he must light you to chashad.
So this isn't actually to be yoitzes to anything. This
correct.
Only
it's a gzera of chashad. Correct. Now that's a good question about the bracha. That's a good question. We're going to get what the Mishnah Berurah speaks about. We'll see that. We'll see shortly if the takana of takon of chashat included the bracha or not. We'll see soon. Yeah. 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 Now, the Mishneh Berurah paskens in Sifkoten Zayin, Sifkoten Ches. I think Sifkoten Ches is a good place to look. Sifkoten Ches, Mishneh Berurah says, Tzorich lehadik, v'kiven de bezeh hadloke, einoy elo mishum chashode. Since this hadloke is only because of chashad, yesh oimrim, some say, de lo yevorech, he should not make a bracha, im yoidea, if he knows, shemadlikin olov beveisoy. If he's aware that they are lighting for him in his house, he should not make a bracha. Aval im ein madlikin olov beveisoy. But if they're not lighting for him in his house, tzorich levorech, he needs to make a bracha, the kivin shu madlik pe'atzmo, since he lights his own, pevadu yene mishtate v'moim beputa, he's not adding a puta, v'cholol of medina chay v'asat loke, and he will need to make a proper atloke, and he therefore needs to make a bracha. So that's the halacha. So again, let's just recap, if I may. A balabais who is at home, so that's a regular hadlocker, and as we say, shalom al yisrael. Okay, if he's away, now it depends. If the house is not lighting for him, his wife didn't have him in his mind, or he told his wife, I don't need any of your favors, I'll sort myself out, then he should light his own. And the truth is, Mishneh Berurah said, that's ideal. It's ideal to light his own anyway. Okay. If the house is lighting for him, then he can just automatically, if the house is lighting for him, then he can emerge the house at locker. If the house is not lighting for him, there actually is got two options. Either he lights his own, or he mishtatev beputa. Now, either way, if he has got his own little unit, his own little bedroom, his own little area, his own little door, his own little place by the host, then he should anyway make the halach lemaisa. There's a concept of chashad, and since there's a concept of chashad, he needs to light his own menorah. But that depends if the family had him in mind. Then it's just a pure chashad hadlaka. He taka, as you said correctly, he won't need to make a bracha. He shouldn't make a bracha. However, if the wife didn't have a man, if it's this one over here, then he should make a bracha.
If it's not chashad and he still wants to light, then would he still make a bracha?
Yeah, so the Mishneh Berurah paskened that, yes, you can, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkoten Beis paskened that he shouldn't make a bracha. That he shouldn't make a bracha.
Is there any point lighting all the candle for the sake of
chashad? That's a good question. Is there any point? Yeah.
Because you're not.
Yeah.
What are you actually being?
Yeah.
Where's the hinder?
That's a good question. Exactly? Yeah, that's a good question. It's a very good question. The poskim did speak. I did see the poskim speaking about this. You definitely don't have to. You certainly don't have to. Is there any point? What do you think about this question? What happens if somebody is a guest somewhere? And he's actually, which one are you talking about? The wife is lighting for him or not?
Yeah, there's no reason for him to light altogether.
Okay, the wife has got him in his mind, and he's really yoitzer through his wife. Okay, but he's got his own little entrance, his own little bedroom, his own little area.
Eating with a balabai.
Yeah, eating.
Why should be a chashad?
Because people don't know they're eating there. People think, oh, look, I always thought that you were keeping Mishneh Berurah. Now I see you're not keeping, you're not even lighting, you're not lighting. If you don't light, I don't have to light either. People are sometimes a bit.
They don't know him, he's a guest.
They don't?
They don't know him, he's a guest in the town.
Yeah, but even more so, I don't know. So you look like a Orthodox Jew, and you're not lighting. So if you don't light, I don't have to light. What? It's?
Very weak excuse.
Weak excuse. Okay, but we don't want even weak excuses we don't want people to have.
If you say chashad, then you have to take it the whole hog and say that if the person's going to be suspicious of this person not lighting, then if he lights one candle, then he'll say, well, Yankel only bothered lighting one candle, I won't bother with all the chumras.
Right, okay, but what happens if he doesn't keep all the chumras? What will happen if he doesn't keep all the chumras? That doesn't matter. We're not imposing chumras on people. If I see you just lighting one, I'll be okay with it. So let him light one as well. You know what? It doesn't matter.
You're
Yeah, okay, so fine. We're not imposing on minhagim. If that's where he fails, we don't mind. But if because of you he's going to end up not lighting at all, that we don't want to happen. So that's halacha psuka. That's where we paskin. I do want to point out over here an interesting point. The discussion of it goes in Tzivkot Yud Beis. B'mokam she'oichal. You see the Mishneh Berurah says over b'mokam she'oichal. The b'mokam achilos ha'ikah. Over here there's a discussion over here in the poskim. Or we're not going to go into that. Mishneh Berurah discusses over here he points out that the main place is where a person eats. And this will be a discussion where is the ideal place of lighting, for instance, for bochim in yeshiva. You know, there's a very important discussion where do bochim, who sleep in yeshiva, who live in yeshiva, where is their place to light? Should they rather light in the dining room? Should they rather light in the by the window in their own room? Or what is the ideal place? So an important ma'amokim is this Mishneh Berurah of Kotnut Yud Beis, who points out in the name of the Ramah, that the main place is the eating place. Because we all are where we eat, aren't we? That's our main existence, right? So that's where we are. So therefore, there's a strong argument that a person's lighting should be where he eats.
Why aren't they just all yotze with their parents at home?
Because, why is a bocha not yotze? What do you think about that, Rabbi Sai? Why is a bocha not yotze through the adlocker of his parents at home? Right, so... That is, let me just rephrase that a little bit, if I may. Everybody agrees, I mean, most poskim agree, that if a bocha goes home for Chanukah, that he can certainly be yotze with his father. So your question is, so how come that if a bocha is in yeshiva, how come there that he's not yotze? Why is he not? Or is he not yotze? Is he or is he not yotze without lock of his father at home?
No, because it's his bias at yeshiva. That's right. His home and place.
That's his home. That's where.
For that period.
Right.
There is a chashad.
There,
you don't take the, you know, the yeshiva seriously.
Right.
But as a guest.
Well, yeshiva was never that. Yeshiva going back, all the dayrus was always just a base medrash. And this is Naya Zachin, the people sleep in the yeshiva.
Definitely is. It's certainly a new,
You can't impose.
What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai? A bocha who is in yeshiva. Can he be yotze with his father lighting at home? Yeah, bocha in Gates Yeshiva, Shara Torah, wherever he may be. Can he be yotze through the hadlok of his father in London?
No.
So the consensus of the poskim is that he can't. The reason being, because that really goes into the concept of achsanoi. It's definitely true that he may not. It's true that he may not be, regards to sleeping, etc. That's very true. But ultimately, he is now based in yeshiva. Well, that's where he should be based now, and that's where he's learning now. That's where he's living now. So as long as he is there, he's considered. That's where he's living, and he's no less than achsanoi. He's not less than achsanoi. Therefore, he's got his own chiyuv to light. The question is considered. What does that mean, achsanoi? Does that mean that who is actually the balabais? Which is an interesting question. Is Rosh Shiva considered a balabayas to these bochim or not? Or how does it work? But halacha lemaisa, the poskim agree that a bochim has an obligation of lighting his own menorah.
From what age?
What do you want to say? That if he's just 13, 14 year old bochim?
13 to 20 is like in training.
It is. 20 is higher. Yeah. But has he got... Yeah, but is he really... So you're saying that the 13 year old bochim who is in yeshiva... Would you say that he can be yotze through his father?
Maybe.
Why would it be
out of town? Now I want to just because I we're running late and I just want to finish off. The Lamaisa is considered he's distanced himself already. Whilst he is away, he has distanced himself enough from his parents' house that he has going on chiyuv. However, I do want to quickly remind ourselves of Mishneh Berurah Cotton Aleph, who does say that if he becomes a proper family member of the family which hosts him. If he's really eating and sleeping there, as in previous generation, Taka, the case was in most generations, that's how it was, that they actually got replanted in a family, and sometimes for years they were there, then what do you think the halacha will be? a 15-year-old bocher who stays for 2 years by a family, and he's learning in Kamenetz, in Ponevesh, in Telz, wherever the yeshiva may be, but he's now implanted in a certain family. He's living, that's where he sleeps and he lives.
And it would be with his family.
That's right. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens if Katan Aleph, that since he's now, that's his, basically his family now, not genetically, but in any other area, that's his family now, so therefore he actually can be Yotze through that hadlock in that particular family. He could be. He's considered Bnei Beisoy.